Last month, CoreCivic, formerly Corrections Corporation of America, announced it had closed one of its central New Mexico jails. Meanwhile, this spring, Mesa agreed to contract with CoreCivic to operate its city jails. In addition, the company operates 7 private prisons in Arizona. We wanted to get a sense of the private prison industry broadly, so we reached out to Lauren Brooke Eisen. She's senior counsel in the Justice Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at the NYU School of Law and author of the forthcoming book, Inside Private Prisons, an American Dilemma in the Age of Mass Incarceration. And Lauren Brooke, how is the business model of private prisons doing now, given the climate around sentencing and incarceration and the current economic climate?
These corporations are doing very well today. Last August, so August of 2016, before President Trump was elected, the industry was really flailing a little bit, and there was a major Inspector General investigation and reports that was issued, and it found that in many private prisons at the federal level, conditions were less than ideal. And after that investigation and report, the Justice Department announced that it would stop relying on private prisons at the federal level, and their stocks tanked. And then President Trump was elected, and the industry really started to rebound. And in fact, their stock soared in the immediate days after Trump won the election. And, you know, something else that's really interesting you asked about their business model is that for many years, criminal justice reform has been sweeping the nation, and you know, states have started to reduce crime and then reduce incarceration as well. And these private prisons, these for-profit corporations, have been reading the tea leaves, and they've been diversifying. So the way they've been doing that is by buying up more and more of the treatment centers. And they're hedging their bets by expanding their business model in light of the significant sentencing reform that's sweeping the nation.
How significant is it that CoreCivic has announced that it's going to be closing one of its jails in central New Mexico in a couple of months? Like, is that a sign of anything, or is that just sort of an isolated incident?
It's not a sign of anything, because this is how the private prison industry was born. At a certain point in the 90s, we had state after state, the majority of states, in fact, were dealing with crises in their prison populations. They had very overcrowded jails and prisons. And that's how the private prison industry was born. And so in the sort of academic sense, this is why you would rely on a private prison. When the population is reduced, you can easily close it. You just end the contract. But it is significant for the town. And this is very common. When a private prison closes, the town that the prison is in has, in most cases, come to rely on the industry for economic viability.
Is there a difference between some of these small towns relying on a private prison and a small town relying, for example, on a factory or a university or any other sort of single employer to really be that kind of economic driver?
It's a similar problem, that this reliance on this one industry, but I think it's much more significant than, say, relying on just one employer, because what you're doing is you're creating these perverse incentives to incarcerate more people. And whether the town relies on, let's say, you know, a specific industry or mining or agriculture, you know, that's a very different type of an issue than relying on putting people behind bars because it's good for your economy.
You mentioned that some of these companies are branching out a little bit into treatment centers. I'm wondering if they're also looking broadly to different levels of government. For example, in Mesa, the city council there not that long ago decided to privatize its city jails with a CoreCivic. Is that something that these private prison companies are also looking to do, to not just have state or county jails?
Absolutely. And in Inside Private Prisons, I write a lot about the privatization of justice in general. So when we talk about privatization, we're talking about more than just private prisons. We're talking about county jails, city jails, state prisons, federal prisons, immigration detention centers, and we're also talking about food products. So privatization is a significant part of the criminal justice system. And, you know, part of this diversifying really is looking at, you know, GEO Group boasts on its website that it's the world's leading provider of correctional detention and community reentry services. So what we're seeing is just this trend towards privatizing more and more of the criminal justice system.
Lauren Brooke Eisen is senior counsel in the Justice Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at the NYU School of Law. She's also author of the forthcoming book, Inside Private Prisons, An American Dilemma in the Age of Mass Incarceration.